going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's only Thursday.
So
it's Thursday.
Oh, and the nerds should be alerted to that as well.
It's Thursday.
Thank you to both of you, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And the other guy. I can't think of his name. Damn it, Hall. I swear to God, this is the thing about getting old. The word, you know it's there as soon as you say, Morgan Freeman. Thank you, Morgan. Jesus Christ.
It is bad.
It's horrible.
I will look.
It's
I will see
so
somebody like a star, like a major star, and just completely blank their name.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm reading a book and I like start thinking about a character and I'm like, "What's that character's name? I don't know. Do not know." Luckily, Kindle, you can touch something and it'll pop up like an X-ray and shows you all the places where things pop up. I'm like, oh,
you guys are old.
Perfect. No doubt. You are not kidding.
Woof.
I'm so glad you're so young and that doesn't happen to you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
Right. It is. It's quite embarrassing and horrible. They call it noun loss, but it's almost like proper noun loss. You know, lots of names go. But if you're ever if you're not really concentrating on a conversation, I'm scrambling for words all the time. That thing that John's like, is it the door? It is. Yeah. It's the door. Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh. I'm so bad with names, and there's a dude in my apartment building who I talk to all the time.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Every other day or so, like, we have a little chat.
How many times have you asked him for his name?
I'm sure at least twice. But now it's gone so long.
Hey, dude.
Just feel really weird asking him again. Mm. So I'm kind of...
I went years.
Yeah.
And then when I finally threw out the name that I thought it was, I was wrong.
Oh.
And that's the chance to
change. I told you that story, right?
Oh,
it's the one
God.
I thought of.
Yeah.
It's funny because especially like here at the radio station, there's a whole bunch of radio stations on this floor. We're all together. And so I see the same people who work at the same time as we do every single day. And some of them I've been introduced to on multiple occasions. I've heard their names. I just cannot. So then you're making a guess. You're like, I'm pretty sure that's Steiny. Let's try it. I just kind of looked at me. I'm like, is that not your name?
I just go, bro. Hey, yo.
I don't know. You want to be like a little bit more.
Well,
especially if they use your name.
The guy that I was dealing with. My neighbor was caught. Hey, Vince. Hey, Vince.
Oh,
hey, Vince.
Every time.
Every time. And every time. Hey, bro. And then I finally went out on a limb, and sure enough.
What did you say, and what was it? I forget what the.
I don't remember what I said. I think it was Justin, and it turned out to be Jared. And I was just like, okay, 5 years of saying hello to this guy.
Wow.
Years and years and years.
Okay,
and years
so
and
I
years.
Have time with this guy.
And years and years and years. Yeah. And I don't see him every day. And that's the worst part is I did know his name. We introduced, I did know it. it started with a J. You made my first letters.
You are the king of the first letter.
God.
Yeah. I feel like if you can hang on to that first letter, you're ahead of the game then.
A lot of times I get it from that, but in this case, and I like the guy. That's the worst part is I like him. I didn't know disrespect meant. I like him.
And this is different from like a brain fart. Like I remember one time we were all at a party. I'm introducing some people to some other people that I know and people that I've known for like a long time. And I blanked on one of their names. So a dude I'd known for years that I did know his name. And I'm like, and that guy, it was a total brain fart. So I knew it was coming. I knew this was coming for me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is fun, but I just want to jump in real quick and say, right before the song ended, Sarah, while dancing, like dancing.
Well, I was
to the song. I went and bought a bunch of skorts yesterday.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I said I bought skorts yesterday.
What?
I didn't go anywhere to buy those. I did that from my couch.
Isn't that what I just said?
You said I went and bought. I did went nowhere. Went nowhere, bought skorts.
What are those?
You can't figure out what a skort is?
Skirt short?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We're still in that old people, you know, area of conversation from forgetting things to we wear skorts now. Bob, do you have a skort?
Yes.
Yeah, skorts are very common, actually.
They are?
Fairly. You know what's nice about skorts these days is it's a tight short underneath. It's like a little workout thing.
What did it used to be? Like a Bermuda?
They were like looser and not as cute and also not stretchy.
I feel like last time they were in style, I was a kid and they were like this. It looked like a skirt in the front, but it looked like shorts in the back.
In the back, yes.
And so it was very different. Now it's like it's fully a skirt.
It's a skirt.
Secretly shorts.
Yes. And you like it.
Oh, love.
And
I
so
always
people,
wear shorts
you're
under
saying
my skirts anyway.
They're in style now, right now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, is this something you would wear to work?
No.
Well, no, because it's short.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. Come on, wear them to work.
It's short.
We need Instagram photos every day.
Yeah, come on.
Every day.
My legs aren't that awesome.
What are you talking about? You have great legs.
Oh, you're adorable. Because when's the last time you saw my legs?
It's been a minute, but I mean, I'm sure, well, no, you didn't come down to the pool. You were happy to take pictures from your suite.
My room up above
at
you.
Cache Creek,
that's right.
But you certainly didn't come on down.
I had a great view from my
down.
Room at Cache Creek.
Yeah. Jerko.
Yeah, no, it's not even that.
You're tanning now.
I am tanning.
You're nude
tanning.
All the time. I'm sure you'll make those skorts look fantastic.
Well, I did feel like they would be an easy thing to slip on and off. You know, I'm all about, like, how fast can I get out of my clothes now? You know, if I only have a few minutes to get into the hot tub, I need to be able to get out of my clothes real fast and get them back on.
Need some Velcro.
So I bought two super cute skorts. I know, yeah, I need a Velcro suit. And one of them is like a two layer. It's got like a flirty kind of over layer. So it's like a cute little skirt. I could wear it with like a, if I ever was going to wear a skirt out, I could wear it with kind of a loose big t-shirt and tie it at the side and have like a cute little thing, very flirty. And then the other one is very tennis skirt-ish. It's like a straight skirt with a long short legging underneath.
I like a tennis skirt.
That's what I have.
Oh, the tennis style.
It's amazing. This is like the best skirt in the whole world because it's like, it's tennis.
Yes.
So it's that athletic material.
Yes.
But it's not too athletic-y that I wear it out all the time.
This looks very sharp.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm psyched. That one's pretty short.
Mine's short.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're 30, you know, when you're pushing 60, it's hard to like pull off the mini skirt.
Totally.
But I'm going to give it, the old college try.
You got it.
It's going to be mostly just like for the summer. This summer I'm going home to Boston. We're going to be there and it's hot and humid there. And so I always buy some like good swim clothes and some good stuff. You'd be happy to hear I bought 2-piece this year. High waist, low bra, just a little ribbon of skin.
Amazing.
Good job. It is easier. It's easier to get it on and off. You know, I'm all about getting clothes on and off. That's where it is. So anyway, so I bought these little skorts and I'm really cute. So then I thought, well, now I got to get Bobby socks and maybe I got to get some cute little kicks, you know, to go with it.
What do you mean kicks?
Shoes.
I know what you mean by shoes. What kind of shoes are we talking about? There's so many.
Yes, but I'm thinking like no, good Lord, Vinny. Not going crazy
Bobby
over here.
Bobby socks and heels is the 80s. I'm just wondering if you're
I do recall. Remember that with the little turnover lace thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I would wear one red pump and one black pump, and I'd get up on stage and rock and roll in my leopard print, whatever the F I had on. So, no, I'm thinking like little athletic shoes. You
should
know,
get some classic Adidas, like some Sambas or something that go with that.
You know what? You should tell me what to get. Seriously. Yeah. Like I would love to have, but my problem is I think I'm so dainty, you know, I'm in my little skirt and I got my Bobby socks on. I have like canoes for feet. I have humongous feet, like clown flapper
feet.
Don't
get Sambas then. They have a long lace line.
Ah, so I want something that's going to minimize the length of my foot.
You know how Converse have a long lace line and even a small Converse looks like, whoa.
Yeah, I was thinking, I like those little tennies that have just like three holes and just a quick little
lace
up
there. Even Vans would be better than...
And I can fit my orthopedic stuff into Vans.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was going to say Vans or I'm a big Air Force girl.
You know what? Send me a link.
Air Force sounds great. Now. Even though they've been around forever, my daughter has Air Force.
Send me a link. That'll be fun. Hope they have them in my size 100. Oh my God, are you okay?
Oh my God, you just killed me.
Anyway, so I'm psyched.
You're doing skorts.
This is the closest I've come to a dress since my niece's wedding a few years ago. That was the last time I wore a dress.
Mm.
At least that I can remember.
When was that?
The old building.
It was the old building, but it was post-pandemic. Right? Maybe like summer of 02 or 03. Oh, I think it might have been 02, like right after my kid moved to, because then we went to New York City after. So who cares? Anyway, I'm very excited. Yeah, he moved there in April of 02. Oh, sorry, 22. April of 22.
I'm like, what the are you talking about?
He moved there when he was 1 year old and lived there.
Getting back to the original topic.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Memory.
Where's my Jell-O? Very hungry for I want lime Jell-O today.
707 says, what does that mean? I too will get the first letter of a word and it's usually correct. Yeah, that's what it means. I'll have the first letter.
It's you hanging on. Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
I'm in over my head. I'm doing the best I can. That is what it comes down to. Like the remembering things, the getting there's times when I'm like, oh my God. Completely forgot that thing I was supposed to do. And it's not about age, it's that I have too many things.
Yes. I think that as I'm getting older, the time that I have to really exert myself mentally is on this show. And I am as focused when I'm here as I am at any, this is it. This is the most. So it's like, we always talk about how at 10 o'clock when we're done with this show, there's not a lot left. I don't have a lot of convo left because I am not on the air, I don't have to concentrate on what I'm saying. Like, my sentences just dribble off into nothing. I can't keep my attention steady on anything.
Sarah, nice try covering up. You left Bob's real name out. I didn't hear it.
What? I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear it. I have said it a bunch of times, though. Sorry.
Well, the super fans know.
Well, because anybody listening on the, I've dumped it a couple times too, and I don't think it dumps if it's.
Whenever we decide to transition from that, it'll be fine. Like my wife was known as Dusty Rose for 10 years.
Easily, yep. Dusty.
I don't think I want to transition.
Oh, you like Bob?
Oh yeah,
me Bob. Okay. I'll try and stop. I mean, the problem is, I call you by your actual name. Not on the air. I have to stop that.
Yeah. I've been calling her Bob.
Call me Bob.
Yeah, then just call her Bob.
Yes on the Adidas, no on the Air Force, says 17-year-old. At the Air Force, it's a big shoe, even though it doesn't have the long lace line.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty big shoe. Like, I have Air Force and don't want to wear them because they feel big.
Oh.
Just a lot of shoes. It's just a lot of shoes.
Well, is there something like a slip-on that I can have?
The advanced slip-ons will... Yeah. Kill for
or
that.
Or you can like be fully old and get Skechers.
Don't
don't say that. I actually like Skechers slip-ons. And I like those Kizik. I'm actually wearing the Kizik right now. They're fully laced.
Well, they're good looking. I like
they're
shoes.
Cute. I think so. But I need a few different colors. You know, I want to look kicky and fun.
You have more shoes right now than I've ever seen you have.
I counted them a couple days ago. I have like 18 pairs of shoes total. Well, and some boots.
Oh.
That I didn't bother taking down. There, you know how things you don't wear a lot in your closet, you realize, you pull them out and you go, oh my God, this is so dusty. Mm-hmm. Like, how is there so much, like, where is all this dust coming from?
My actual shoes are the ones that, like, I have shoes, really nice shoes I got that I wore for my wedding.
For weddings and funerals.
And I haven't worn them once since.
And then you wipe your finger across the top of them. You're like, oh, I could write my name on here. This is fine. Mm.
That's how I'm living, though. Yeah. I don't have a lifestyle where I'm like, let me put on my nice stuff.
Yeah. I have a high shelf in my closet. Oh, my. Let's turn that off. I have a high shelf in my closet, and I have all these, like, little sort of open-top bins, like yoga clothes, fancy sandals, boots, sweaters, crap like that, you know, when you put stuff away. Pull them out, and I'm always like, mm-hmm. and start sneezing, just full of dust. Like, where is it even coming from?
Where did Sarah get her skort? I'd love one of those. Cheryl Odyssey.
Oh, on Amazon. But I went to some website after, like, it linked me to something else. I couldn't get Prime delivery on it.
Oh, that's too bad.
It really bummed me out, man. I'm like, well, what good is that?
I might not want it in 2 days. I want it now, but in 3 days, I might not even want it this.
3 days. Yeah. Boy, we really have gotten spoiled.
We're so spoiled. And sometimes it, like, Amazon just blows my mind. It's, I will order something in the morning and be like, oh, I need this or that for whenever. And it's like at my house at noon. I'm like, wow, that is
too fast.
It is. It's almost too fast. Almost. I mean, I you know, of course I go, oh, I accept this package. And
hey, real quick, before we start, because we need to, I just want to re-mention that Bob's friend, Tim.
Yes.
Patrick
no. is
hypnotherapist.
I figured she helped me out once I got. Anyway, Pat
full circle
is doing a walk for the children. I saw him again yesterday, much farther down the road, because he's still out on PCA or Highway 1.
Yeah.
And as I passed him, I was a little more ready this time, even though I thought for some reason he'd be done. And then I'm out there and I go.
He must have finished yesterday, no?
I don't think. I think he'll finish today, I think.
Oh, that's a maybe. Long walk. How many miles is it?
Almost 100.
Oh.
Well,
for the walk, because he's walking.
Right. From SF. He went from here all the way
from
down.
From Ocean Beach, yeah.
It's where I hit in Pacifica, I think it's 60 miles.
Oh.
Down to, you know, Santa Cruz, I think. Something like that. But yeah, there he was, walking with a stroller. As I went by him, I was like, I got a picture. And I sent it to, you can't really see him. You got to.
Are his feet bleeding?
I posted a foot update that he sent me yesterday.
And what was it?
They look rough.
Did
he? He has a rash of some sort.
Did he go barefoot a lot leading up to this? I hope he did.
He trained.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to train. If you didn't and you just put your little winter feet out on the road for that.
They'd melt. Like, that's my, it's not even just like the rubble on the sides of the road, which is significant and not awesome. It's the heat of the road. Like, well, yikes.
Yes, luckily the ocean's right there. So when he takes a break, he goes and puts his feet in the ocean.
And like,
he walks on the sand.
The steam comes up. My God, the sand is just as hot and it goes on the top of your feet.
Where can people contribute for the children for Pat's efforts?
Yes, his Instagram is HypnotheraPat. And Vinny has been so kind to share it on his Instagram story. And I've got it on mine if you follow me.
Facebook page as well.
Yes, on the Facebook page as well.
It was really easy, and there's a link in his bio.
Yep, he's got a link right in his bio. Also on TikTok, but it's HypnotheraPat.
Like, go
hypnotherapist
Pat.
Combined with Pat, because his name's Patrick. And he's doing this walk. His goal is to raise $50,000 for immigrant children who are facing legal trouble at the border, who need advocates going through. Who need lawyers,
where did he hit yesterday? He was at like 15.
Yeah,
grand
he raised over $1,000 yesterday.
Oh, great.
And I think the Alice listeners were a big part of that. So thank you.
The Alice listeners are very generous. They really are. So we'll mention this a couple more times. I think that's an incredibly good.
You know what I love about it? Because I don't necessarily think the dollar amount is the most important part, but getting the name of whatever that charity does is like, that's how I found out about Lily's Legacy. I saw it. Read about it and went, I love what they're doing there.
Yep. Yep.
And it doesn't matter how much you can give. If you can't, then that's fine
too. Give $5, right? I mean, yeah, give a dollar.
But that's a name of a charity that I'd never heard of. So he's doing good awareness-wise.
Yep, it's the Young Center. Look him up.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.